Welcome to Time with Abba, the Fashion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 12th, Tuesday, 2019, day 315. Today's topic, God, why are you on vacation? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 169 to 176. Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 1 to chapter 26, verse 21. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 16. Proverbs 27, verse 14. Today's main passages. The first one, Psalm 119, verses 174 to 176. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. The second passage is from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 6. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commanded for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commanded as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is, God, why are you on vacation? There are quite a number of friends in Hong Kong are very disappointed at God because they have been praying very hard the past few months, but the situation in Hong Kong is more and more critical. They think that God is on vacation. Psalm 119 is the longest psalm. The whole psalm used 22 Hebrew letters like A to Z in English to be in 22 sections. Each section consists of 8 verses, so there are 176 verses in the whole psalm. Each section, David used God's word as the center theme. But in the last two verses, David said his condition was somewhat like how people of Hong Kong feel now. God, where are you? Please come to seek me. The difference is, even David was like a lost sheep. He was still close to God's word. This is actually the essence of Hebrews 11, chapter 11, the famous chapter of faith. Verse 6. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. My catch of today is this. When we say, God, seek me, God says, Son, seek me. Dear Abba Father, help us to be willing to find you and draw near to you every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be willing to find God and draw near to God every day? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.